Am I too close to the mic? Does it distort the sound?
No, you're okay.
Oh, fine. Thank you. Well, first, before I go to my readings, I've been coming here for quite a while. And Joan and Jimmy have been doing this wonderful thing for us. And I think about it every once in a while. What they've done, you know just as well as I, not only have they hosted Hemingway's, but they've brought together a community of poets, a real community of diverse poets, which is not common in the cities that I have been. Matter of fact, I haven't seen it before, actually. So that we can read, and so that the rest of you, rest of us, can cheer the poets on. That's a lot better than having competitions. And I'm very, very grateful to both of these people. Now, I have four short poems. And the first one is called Wedding. This came out of my daughter's wedding, which they celebrated on a beach in Washington State, where the preacher had her back to the sea, and the kids were standing right in front of her, and she was saying the vows. About 50 feet offshore, pops up a seal. And someone shouts out, "Oh, the seal of approval." Now, that really did happen, actually. Okay, wedding. Tonight we walk through the sand, grains sifting through our toes. Comets streak silver, stretch across the hemisphere of pinpoints against a curtain of velvet black. Constellations touch our vows, we slip into the sea. The surf disrobes our bodies, swells and troughs rock us back and forth to cradle our intentions. Simple light as feathers of the kittiwakes that dive in search of food, that break the waves, that thrive and play, that tenderly nest as we wed beyond the sky. Oh, please don't clap. Please don't. It's liable to go to my head before we're done. No, that's not the reason. The next two poems, I had to really fight with myself. These are poems about my experience in the ghetto, in the black ghetto. The first one is called House Call. In those days, we made house calls. And this poem is almost literally from what happened. I don't know that I could have embellished it in any way. House Call. Can I get this out of the way?
Yeah. Okay.
You okay?
Oh, thank you.
House Call. Carpets of roaches sniveled and sexed on the walls in the dark. With a sudden flip of the toggle, in the racing light they cowered, frenzied, flew for the cracks, down through a gaping hole in the kitchen floor to a godforsaken basement where no humans dare go. Last month's grits clung to the spam pan grease on the stove, empty tins bathed in their cutting stench, and a teletube ranted through the house, through the morning, through the noon and night, stuffed with gifts, chic fashions, and wealth. A lonely crucifix hung above his bed with a lonely Jesus who suffered, twitching the muscles of his neck to bend to watch the dying man and the squalor in which he swam, alone with his rancid depression. On a table, as on a mountain peak, capped with virgin snow. On that table in his living room lay a splendid chessboard, soldiers armed and proud and ready, never used anymore, hardly ever noticed by anyone who hardly ever comes at all. Now, the next one comes out of an experience where I volunteered at Arsenal High to work with challenged kids. If Arsenal High is also in Lawrenceville, near here. And I would work with them. They would draw for me, and we would discuss these drawings. I'm not a psychiatrist, just a guy who likes to do things. This poem's about one of the kids, actually. This is a kid who lost it, who cracked. I saw him. I project him having cracked as he grew older. And that's where the poem is. By the way, do you know who the Mikado is? Good. If you want to know who I am, my father shoveled coal. Tar-heavy lungs lived in his chest, smeared all over the insides of his ribs, painted black. Empty moments watched him gasp. I saw him carted to the hospital, into a stark room the shape of an empty question, into a tent with tubes and tethers, and the wail of a distant freight train suddenly turning his head towards me to die. My mother married a man, wept down the aisle in the shadow of his smirk. He beat us each evening. He murdered each dream in my sleep. In his filthiest night, he left. Mom died. Then came the foster homes, the crumbling schools, the jail, the cell, the god who'd just as soon fuck a poor boy as smoke a joint. You see, my friend, I am the Mikado, Emperor of Japan. I live alone. I shit in the river just a few miles away. Now, the last poem, if I can find it, yeah. Oh, here we are. The last poem isn't so morbid. Once in a while, I pick myself up from crying on the floor and write something I can laugh at. This one is called If You Search. Let's pull it apart. Okay. If you search. If you search for me where I live, at the ocean's edge, the ocean at its edge, at the edge of its lapping back and forth, you'll find mild distortions where the rocks have molded into statues. Where I live, where they lie, there are many, and they speak almost like people. Their capriciousness lines the pebble patch where my bare feet learned to walk, down to the smallest fraction of emotion. When they feel me come, they smooth their features to let me pass, as do I when I lie in the sun and mold the contours of my body to fit their shapes. When you search for me, you must remove your shirt and skirt and shoes and wander over the rocks and imagine I am with you to teach you their names. Thank you.